the ground with the low. One hood, now they know. We the only thing popping in the Burke. Seven city skirt. On these niggas, fuck what they think they heard. Spell the curse on the verse with vibrations from the word. We the only thing out here popping. Only thing out here popping. Only thing, only thing out here popping. Only thing out here popping.
Only thing, we the.
Not, I don't know if he's a lyricist.
See, look at me being nice and giving him props.
Can we get
you think no, that I'm being sassy?
No, what I was saying is there's another lyricist on the horizon. That's true. We got to do the claps first. We do the claps before we do the.
We'll do it together.
Okay, all right. Yes,
oh, wait
yes,
a minute.
Yes,
this
yes.
is new. Or do we not always have this?
No, I think we always have it.
Yeah, we always have it.
I, think oh, I don't be paying attention then.
I think we're getting used to the black claps. Welcome to This Week in White Supremacy. We are back. My name is Jasiri X. I'm co-founder and CEO of One Hood Media. And to my immediate right, again.
Big blessing. It's your big blessing. It's miracle here.
It's miracles, Farouk.
I was letting her get an introduction off first.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
You know, yeah, turn up.
You got the Halloween nails, miracle?
The fall nails, I do.
Okay, I like that.
I do.
The pumpkin.
Pumpkin spice, get your pumpkin.
Yeah, those are
I
nice.
Do.
Yeah.
Yes.
And my brother.
It's your boy, Trouble NLS, Never Like Supremacy.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? We in the building.
At the Next Level Shaman.
Yes.
Yes, yes. I was feeling that one. I was feeling that one.
I was hot. Yeah, that was. I'm not going to lie.
I'm going to keep that one.
Yeah. And, you know, the I guess the birthday weekend.
Yeah, hey, listen,
it's over.
Survivor,
it's
know,
over.
Hey,
it's
listen, 85 I arrived, the miracle in disguise, supreme, Asiatic, intelligently divine.
Ooh,
come on,
that was hard.
Okay,
come on,
okay.
All you know, revolutionary but gorgeous on all digital streaming platforms right now.
Have my name in your lyrics?
Why not? I'm lodging up.
You know,
85 I arrived, in disguise.
Well,
supreme Asiatic intelligently divine.
That's the twinning. That's the twin.
Come on.
I'm about to go downvote every song.
The hate is strong. Hate.
So yeah, so we had a
we had an interesting week.
An interesting response, you know. Yeah, we were able. And
we were called vile, a group of vile human beings.
Well, let's focus on the good.
That was hilarious.
Is it true?
But I think it's true.
I would say, I'm...
Why you point at me?
Oh, I'm wow.
Did you see that? Did you see how
you need to
me?
Go back to therapy.
Wow. First of all, what is up with all these men telling me to go to therapy this past
Common denominator, man. Miracle. Common
Y'all,
denominator.
Men are the common denominator. Yeah.
I thought, aren't you doing nigga brunch? Like, aren't you literally doing a series about therapy?
Well, Miracle, it wasn't really me. If you were at the airport, that's a recording. Yeah.
Thing, wasn't it? She's just triggered.
She knows it's true, so it's just triggering. She's like, man.
You know what? First of all, we got 2 weeks.
2 weeks of what?
Of a passive aggressive response.
I'm not being passive aggressive. I'm being direct.
No, I'm being passive aggressive.
Oh, you're being.
I got 2 weeks. Because last week we had to be professional.
Yes, correct.
Passive aggressiveness is,
you know,
a sign.
Since I'm warped.
Oh, wow.
Still.
Yeah, know? Yeah. And then the blessings, you know, Miracles fan club really came at Farouk really heavy.
As they should.
Yes. So, but, you know, we did have a very eventful podcast.
Shout out
to Dr. Uju Anya, who came on and really... in spite of having the ability to go on any media platform, you know, she was getting requests from, you know, all over the country, internationally, came here and sat down with us for over an hour. Shout out to Miracle for making that connection with us in the podcast. And it was an interesting response, right?
Yes,
we got,
to say the
you
least.
Know, international press around Dr. Anya's responses. You know, our Twitter's going crazy. We've been putting clips up. You know what I'm saying? And
can we talk about the elephant in the room?
What is it?
What's that, sir?
Call us by our name, please. First off, blackpittsburgh.com. Blackpittsburgh.com.
Yes.
Blackpittsburgh.com.
Yeah, holla at them.
Please.
Well, yeah, it was an interesting thing for... And that was really the local media, right?
Yeah, all Pittsburgh-based local media.
Yeah.
A local podcast.
Yeah, refuse to call us by our extremely well thought out strategic title, which is This Week in White Supremacy.
Very self explanatory, right?
Very. Because Why didn't they call us that, Jasiri? Why didn't they call us the name of the show?
I mean, then they would be forced to talk about white supremacy or use the word white supremacy. It was fascinating to see, like, coverage on Channel 11, coverage on Channel 4, coverage in the Post-Gazette and the Tribune Review, and that they simply referred to it as a One Hood podcast.
But our presence means a change is coming.
Yes, yes, yes.
Nigga, we running shit. You come to Pittsburgh, One Hood, we like the government. Yes, yes. We ain't fucking with sucker shit. That's the covenant.
Ooh,
you
feel okay.
Come on. I don't know that.
Those are good lyrics. But it was fascinating to see, like, when, you know, the New York Post covered it or when it got national coverage, they seemed comfortable using the name This Week in White Supremacy. That's the name of the podcast. And so it is a question, I think, locally, like, why, what was the, other than, I guess you didn't want to say white supremacy, like, why wouldn't you want to use the actual name of our podcast and just call it The One Hood Podcast? So, yeah, say our name, say our name.
Yeah, I mean, you know, most intellects do not believe in God, but they fear us just the same.
I just think of the Cardi meme. It's like, what was the reason?
What was the reason?
We love our Queen Cardi over here.
And man, I'm going to be honest. Like, I didn't know, you know, I learned in the podcast, I didn't know about Biafra. I didn't know about that war.
She was dropping gems.
And particularly that it happened. And I, you know, I went and did my research. I saw a clip where, like, John Lennon was talking about Biafra and saying, like, he was ashamed to be a British citizen because of what Britain was doing to Biafra. So it was really eye-opening. And the Biafra community, they get down, bro. They swarmed in support of Dr. Anya.
They came, like, out, like, came out like Wakandans.
Hey, bro, straight up. So
I mean, but that's beautiful, though. Like, that is a beautiful amount of support. And like Dr. Anya was saying, like Miracle said, she has support here.
100%.
You know what I mean? And 100%. That was a vulnerable moment that we were able to, and very fortunate to be able to share with her.
Right.
So, again, large up to Dr. Anya for coming through, for giving us that space and letting us share. And the people, with her.
Absolutely, and the people who have supported her and continue to support her, and you know, it was a well-known Nigerian actor who kind of talked about the interview. So it was dope to do something, and then kind of see it go international and see like all of the different responses to it. I thought that was pretty dope. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
But back, I mean, I guess if you're, we normally aren't even that serious. So if you're
right,
here,
yeah.
If you're here for that, we might disappoint you. This might be your last episode. Yeah. I don't know.
Like, man, these niggas got too many jokes. How are they laughing at white supremacy? somebody came in the comments. I think it was a black facing profile, like a black presenting profile.
Yeah.
And said we all had hunky clothes on. I didn't know what that meant.
What?
Yeah.
Honky?
Like,
yeah, I didn't understand what that meant.
Because we had, like, Adidas on.
And I guess. Like, I don't know.
That honky Ralph Lauren.
I was so lost in that. I was like, are you?
Now we're getting canceled.
They said it. I
didn't know people still said that word.
That's not
and I
was how
it like, works. Wow. Yeah. I didn't. Yeah. That, it's right. It's not how it works. I mean, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yes. They said. They said fake hair, honky clothes.
Ooh.
And I was like,
ooh. Who got fake hair?
Ooh.
Who?
Ooh.
Did you pay for it? Then it's real.
Facts.
Dye your hair's dyed.
Yeah, your hair is green.
Green hair, I mean,
you got two light skin niggas up here.
I don't even. Hair is kinko on. That's not even hair.
Built miracle, built.
Hey, yo,
pull yarn.
But you know, sometimes the biggest pushback come from our own people, man.
Yeah, and I think also too, it's like, I mean, you know, if you want to take it that seriously, you know what I mean? Like, are you...
Like, who pissed in your Cheerios?
It's like, well, what device did you use to make that comment? Like...
That's also made from exploitation.
The Africa phone? Like, what phone did you... What computer? I mean, so if we want to go there, I mean, come on, man.
Also, it's ironic that they said something like... Something about hair, something about the clothes we were wearing.
Yeah.
Almost as though that didn't qualify us to speak about white supremacy culture. If I'm remembering correctly, that in of itself is a characteristic of white supremacy culture.
100%.
So,
yes.
Look in the mirror, my guy.
Yeah. Look in the mirror. Yeah.
Don't assume genders.
Yeah.
because I don't go to therapy, so I have to practice my peace. So I didn't read the comments.
You need some next level self.
I didn't read the comments. So I don't know what happened, but I was just very happy that we had a platform where we could lift up a black person who was really being beat down on by white supremacy, and it made me like really, really happy about like why we do the work that we do and why we're fortunate to have these positions and the requirement to make sure we are supporting, protecting, and uplifting black people. That's what just made me like really, really happy.
Mm-hmm. Show us the nails again. Thank you.
I agree. Hey. And I think like, I mean, it did also have us say like, we, you know, we should do some interviews more often and kind of make that be like a part of the show. But today you're going to get these jokes, but maybe.
Yeah, we're going to be cutting up
at another time. We'll
because
we'll
something is fishy.
Something is fishy.
Something smells fishy.
Under the sea?
You know, and here's the thing about this.
Are there niggas there?
and yes, there are, because Sebastian was a West Indian crab.
I mean,
yes,
you know.
You know what I mean? Like, of course there's going to be black people in the Caribbean, my nigga.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. Whether they mermaids, whether they crabs, whether they flounders, King Triton, whomever.
Yeah.
Right? Ursula.
Yeah,
somebody's going to be black then, man.
Well, the stepsister, somebody. Well, not necessarily, because you have a clip, Farouk, somebody started to talk about the science.
Do we even need to play the clip?
Please play that clip. Yes. Because white people, like, it's one thing to like, okay, you know, you might have had an idea on who Little Mermaid was in your head, and you see a black person playing them, and you might have been like, man, I kind of, you know, maybe you're ginger, and that was like a thing for you. And I could, okay. But when you start talking
gingers
about.
Gingers have souls.
Yes. Well, but when you start talking about the science of a cartoon. That. Hey, yo, white, come on. White people. Stop that.
All right, here we go.
I'm going to talk over.
All right, Max Winter says a black actor playing the Little Mermaid really is a case of white erasure. All forms of art, including fairy tales, are meant to be reflections of the author's experiences and observations. Hans Christian Andersen probably based the Little Mermaid based on experiences he went through in his home country of Denmark. So it makes sense that most of his characters would be white, since that's the world and the people he was surrounded by.
Or he uses his imagination. Yeah, I'm given people that he never.
The way that we deal with these sorts of issues, I'm sympathetic to that. Now, I would be fine, like we talked about yesterday. We don't have to rehash the entire thing. But if we all agreed that race in films and TV shows, especially fictional stories, don't matter, and we're going to take a kind of colorblind casting approach, and you know, it doesn't matter as long as the actor is good. If we could all agree on that,
she's
then
amazing.
I'd be on board. And as I said, that's basically what it was for many years. What it was back in the 90s.
What?
Back in the 90s.
But what I cannot abide by
what can't you
is
buy
the double standard thing where we say, well, the race in casting matters only for certain races and not for others. No, we're not doing that.
Mm. I thought he was going to come with some scientific
also,
reason.
By the way,
oh, is this
with Little Mermaid, can we also just mention that just from a scientific perspective...
Oh, yes, let's get into it.
Okay, it doesn't make a lot of sense to have someone with darker skin who lives
deep in
the ocean.
Is a whale not in the ocean?
I mean, if anything, I mean, not only should the Little Mermaid be pale, she should actually be translucent. If you look at deep sea creatures, they're like translucent. They have no kind of pigmentation.
Well, nobody could play it.
Unfortunately, a translucent actor wasn't available. What is wrong with you?
We couldn't find any chameleons.
It's really funny the way these white men are like, back in the 90s, race wasn't a factor. Yeah, because they were saying black people couldn't go to these casting calls.
100%.
So it was a factor. It 100%. Was a barrier.
It absolutely was.
Go ahead.
She auditioned. This is what I don't understand. People.
She was actually the first selection. She was the first choice.
Right. Yeah, she auditioned, and other people auditioned as well. If you look at Hallie, she sounds like a cartoon character. Like
amazing
she
voice.
Sounds like she could be Belle. She could be Rapunzel. Like, just the way her voice and inflections are. Like, this role is almost made for her, number one. Number two, like, why are you mad about the Little Mermaid?
Really?
There are other white people in the movie as well. And I personally
Melissa McCarthy's
love
playing Ursula.
I love Cinderella, the Brandy Whitney Houston version.
Yes,
amazing.
Yes.
That's the colorblind casting that I want to see. Stuff that doesn't make any sense.
Right.
Like everybody, you know, like everybody was there, like their family, okay, their siblings. All right, Bernadette Peters gave birth to a tall white woman and a fat black person?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's cool. What's just going to happen. Like, that's the beauty of, like, art and Disney and imagination is that you're just able to just put everybody together, make everybody feel inclusive. And it's a good, well, the Disney version is a good story. The real Cinderella, I mean, the real mermaid is not.
Yeah, those are a little different.
And
I didn't think she'd do that one. You, this is what you wouldn't be mad about.
You know what else is creative?
The memes?
A person that's half human, half fish. Living under the sea and singing, my
under
nigga.
The like, sea. Come like, on. Like, if we're going to be scientific, you wouldn't be able to hear her sing under the
100%.
Sea. 100%. Because sound travels on air. Right?
And she probably couldn't communicate with the crab. Come I don't on. Know. And scientifically.
Here's another thing. Where was all this energy when Jason Momoa was cast as Aquaman? He's darker skinned.
I'm sure there was energy towards that. Like, I'm sure if we go back.
Probably somebody.
There
yeah,
were definitely somebody. White people mad about that. I thought it was funny how the one tweet that was like, all the black people y'all threw over the side.
Oh, my
during
God.
Slavery. Yeah, surprised.
That was
you surprised
great.
That a black mermaid popped up. But it is.
And I love seeing, I'm sorry to cut you off, but like, I love seeing everybody, all of these people around the world showing their mermaid myths.
Yes.
And they're black people.
Absolutely.
I love this.
There's
like Australia, Africa.
There's historical, you know, like you said, myths of black mermaid that has existed in cultures over thousands of years.
For millennia.
So that, but it, what it is, and it's also fascinating to me, like when white men get mad at a subject that like they had no care about previously.
Never.
Like all of a sudden now you want to talk about like women swimming because, you know, a trans person is swimming and like, and now all of a sudden you're like, well, you know, you want to stand up for women. You've never looked at a women's swimming match. You've never cared about collegiate women swimming your whole life.
And now all of a sudden you're an expert on
it. Not like,
right?
Like
you got your ESPN Plus subscription and you're sitting there on your table in your tidy whiteys and your Hormel chili. Like, outrage! Outrage! And you never were athletic in your life.
Come on, I mean,
you probably can't even swim.
Like, were you planning on going to see The Little Mermaid? Facts. You probably weren't. Like, who gets cast in The Little Mermaid?
These
does
are the
not
same people.
Your life.
These are the same people who post up outside of, like, you know, what is that? The Planned Parenthood things. These are the same people that do that shit. And here's my issue, right? If we're talking science, if we're talking phenotypes, if we're talking statistics, your phenotypes are of the global minority.
Correct.
So if these mythical creatures exist,
yes.
By math, would look more like us.
More than
because
likely.
Because there's going to be the same percentage of them.
They would be black.
Yes, more than likely.
And if they could sing,
come on, bro.
Be like, black. Let's get at
that. And large up to Adele. Large up to Bette Midler. Large up, you know, to Taylor Swift. Right? Large up all them people.
Because that's how she got the role. They said, like, my man heard her sing.
She came through.
And
with the pipes.
He just looked outside and everybody in the waiting room was like, y'all all can go home. You know what I'm saying?
Where the people are. You know what I find fascinating? Okay. Oh, sorry. No, go ahead. Women first, of course.
No, I've already talked already. Always. Go ahead.
Okay, so what I was going to say was I find it fascinating how white people love to use science as a tool of white supremacy.
Yes. Come on.
It's like you're talking about fictional characters.
Yes.
A story that was imagined in someone's mind.
Yes.
That...
But it was a white mind
in
trouble.
They didn't take any type of science into account when they made the story.
No, they
but
didn't.
All of a sudden,
and you're
going to
be singing
matters.
Underwater.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
talk,
come on,
having
bro.
Singing fish.
Right. Singing
crabs. A movie
crabs.
That was originally a cartoon.
Yes.
Now science matters.
Yes. Get out of
here, man.
Bravo.
I mean, but I think that's the point. You had something you wanted to share,
you
Miracle?
You know how they say racism be funny sometimes?
It does.
Yes.
It do.
I'm not going to lie. I have been cracking up.
Oh, they've been great jokes.
From the Christians for Jesus memes. They're the ones who created the memes in that Facebook group. I'm not on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
The Little Mermaid, the L-I-L Mermaid.
Where she was like surrounded by like
Newports.
Packs
by
of Newports.
And watermelon.
And she had the extension.
It was just like the Rugrats hair. Like,
yes.
The
yes,
Cynthia
yes.
doll.
And
oh,
the man from like Singapore who did the blackface video.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah, I missed that.
So basically,
I missed that.
On TikTok, it was like people showing their kids looking at Little Mermaid.
Yes,
he puts on a black face mask, It says, "Mommy, it looks like me."
Oh wow!
And then gets a wig, a red wig. It's like, "Mommy, it looks just like me."
Oh wow!
But did you see the video of the black girls doing the blonde reaction?
Yeah. That was beautiful.
It was beautiful. But
that's what white black supremacy girl hates. Like me. Yes,
that's what he was making fun of that video.
Yeah.
And to me, it was cracking me up because there has been nothing in life.
Yeah.
That I have hated so much that I had to go and make a meme.
100%.
Or tweets. Yes. Or just.
Yes.
Or anything. And
or a hashtag. Not my Ariel. You like, what so, the hell?
This one guy basically said he's going to whitewash the whole entire movie.
Oh, yes. They said that, right.
But keep her voice.
Yes.
But
yes.
Keep her voice. But he's going to whitewash the whole entire movie.
He's going to, like, digitize. Like he said, as soon as the movie comes out, he's going to, like, digitize the movie.
So you're admitting to a fraud. You're admitting to copyright fraud.
Yes, where that character is going to have white skin for these.
And long red hair.
Yes.
But.
Ariel has long red hair.
Yeah, she has red hair.
But she has locks.
Yeah, they are locks.
Holly has red locks.
So yeah, they are red locks.
He makes her look like a white woman.
Your hair.
Blue eyes. With flowing.
If you're obviously wet.
Farouk, you can't have locks in the water. Obviously, that's
have you ever
scientifically
seen
incorrect.
And here's my thing to my person who's gonna do the digital fraud.
Yeah.
Put someone with long hair underwater and see what happens to their hair.
Exactly.
It bunches up.
Yeah. Or it can go.
You know
straight,
why?
You know
because
saying?
Water is viscous.
Okay.
Oh.
A new word. No, but how Treble was talking about people using science. To justify their racism, we're now in this way where people are using technology to push and harass people.
Yeah.
Whether it's because they're black or because they're queer, because they're immigrant.
Yeah.
And it cracks me up that people use all of these resources.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, go shoot your own movie. If 100%. You care so much,
go film your own shit,
make
man.
Your own stuff.
Yes.
Why?
It's also this thing about, like, how.
Under the sea of white supremacy.
Like, oh
under
my
the
God.
Sea of white supremacy.
How, like, you're so upset at, like, black joy. You know what I'm saying?
Didn't,
like,
somebody here do
joy.
A TED talk about that?
Oh, yes. Miracle. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yes. And so I think that's part of, you know, the thing of, like, it's, you know, I talked about, like, the phrase Black Lives Matter and why. That had become controversial, and it's like,
do black mermaids matter in those laws? I'm just asking.
Black mermaids matter, but it's like, why? Because it's like, why white people get offended because they're not the center. They're so used to being the center of everything, the star of everything. You know what I'm saying? Like having everyone's attention. That now, once you remove white people from the center, to them, it's racist. You know what I'm saying? Like, now, just because you take this one character, but it's the main character, that main character energy, right? Now, all of a sudden, it's racist. Just because, like, you say, hey, you know, we're going to remake this Lord of the Rings thing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We're going to have some black elves and some black people in Lord of the Rings, and these white nerds, like, go, again, an elf, a fictional character.
When's the last time you seen a real elf, my nigga? Like, I'm not talking what happens at the mall for like 4 weeks out of the year. I'm talking about when is the last time an elf ran down on you, right? With a wand, a satchel of magic, on a broom or something.
Yeah.
Did he hide your gold?
I mean.
Right? Because even the Harry Potter elves is racist. Mm. You know what I mean? The Harry Potter elves is racist.
Like, 100%. Right. Many
so
people
you,
have
so
said.
So you would have subjugated those people.
Many people have called the Harry Potter elves like a caricature of
Jewish
people, right?
Yeah.
As being anti-Semitic.
Like the house elves were some savage creatures that needed to be subjugated and like put into slavery, or so they would have just ran free. Like, so they was like blackness and that. Like, yo, like, come on. Like,
it cracks me up because now in this discourse, somebody was like, so when somebody describes a character as being dark and dark skinned, what do you imagine?
Right. Hmm.
Is it somebody with a tan? Is it a black person?
Yeah.
Right.
Is it a dark skinned black? Like, what are you imagining that you get so angry?
Yes.
Yeah.
That you and
evil and darkness.
Yes.
And the thing is, this is the elves in the dragon show.
Yes.
These are prequels, right? So these books, really haven't seen them before. So we don't know how the story ends.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what magic is going to occur. All we know is like people are upset that they're included.
This happened in Star Trek.
Yes, 100%.
This happened in Star Trek with the Klingons. And that just went over everybody's head.
I don't watch Star Trek.
The original Star Trek show with the Klingons. They were originally white. And then you had black actors introduced because it was easier to not put all that makeup on them.
And white people got mad?
And white people got upset. So they wrote into the canon that there is a divergence of Klingons, that there was a light-skinned Klingon and a dark-skinned Klingon because they were bringing in black actors because it was less time, less money, less makeup.
Yeah.
To just make black Klingons. But, and white people lost their fucking heads back then.
Well, I think it's that thing. And this, I mean, it goes directly to...
I'm a nerd, so this is right in my wheelhouse. Yeah, you get me? This is shit I like.
I mean, it goes directly into, like, the whole fascination of Donald Trump. Like, you know, this idea, like you said...
Donald Trump's trying to be another race.
Orange. But, I mean, it's this thing of, like, the fact that, like, just like you said... Like the new Game of Thrones, they're black people in that. Like black people are included in The Hobbit, or the new, it's called The Rings of Power, Lord of the Rings. Black people in The Little Mermaid. Apparently, they're gonna do Beauty and the Beast, and I think this is what I heard.
Yeah, they did.
They said they're redoing it. Supposedly, her is gonna be Belle.
Oh, really?
This is what I heard. I don't know if that's actual fact. Maybe that's just or black people like trying to make people, to say, white people even matter. Beauty and the Beast, yeah, so. But I'm just saying, like the idea that like just including like black people, just including like queer characters, just including like Latinx folks, and it's like you know like. It's like you want everything, right? You want every focus to be on you. And somehow, like, a black Little Mermaid means, like, you're losing your position in the world as a white person. Like, and this is what is wild because shit like this can actually lead to, like, white violence against people of color. Like, what you're if there was so like, mad. Yeah,
acts of violence. That's outside what I'm saying. Cinema.
You're yeah. so mad because it is a black elf. That like this is the type of you know you now you're in one of these chat rooms where a whole bunch of other racists are there and then y'all start plotting on black people who are just over here minding our own business. Watch, you know what I'm saying?
I'm calling it right now this summer because of these or this winter because of the black elves is going to be hashtag white Christmas.
Oh well, I mean you know that was already a thing. Remember the lady from Fox News was like Santa Claus is white. Like Santa Claus is white, and that's that. It was like Santa Claus, like according to who? Like we can't have a black Santa Claus. So it's this idea. It's this idea. That's it's just weird that like somehow this means like. The America that these white people have like lived for. And it's really about like what you miss is the subjugation. Mm-hmm. You miss the days where you could subjugate and just openly oppress black people. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We was in the corner. You could tell us whatever to do. You could subjugate and openly oppress women. They couldn't get a divorce from you and you were in charge, right? You know, people that were queer had to be quiet about it. And you know, you mm-hmm. could just openly make fun of them and disrespect them. And it was like, as these white men, you miss this world. And now when you see, like, it's, you know, like, are you watching Peppa Pig? But, like, now it's a lesbian couple on Peppa Pig. Now you're furious. And you see this as somehow, like, your world, like, going away. It's wild.
You know who would have kept Ariel white? Trump.
Trump.
If Ariel turned white, you know who did it? Trump did.
Hey yo,
Trump did.
I saw this thing, and I don't know if it was a book or something, but it was actually saying like they were like Donald Trump is the Christ.
I seen you said
is the Son of like, Man, what? And I'm like
what Bible.
I'm like all of the white ones.
he would be more fitting of the Antichrist.
I'm about to say that's Dajjal. Trump is like
but
Dajjal.
That's what I'm saying. Like this is the but it's this idea. Like it's this idea that like somehow all of these are these benchmarks of like your world dominance slipping away. But it's in the reality, like you said, Farouk, actually you've been the minority in the world.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You've been that. And the fact that when we begin to talk about equality now, you know what I'm saying? We get to see ourselves in these different places.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And to this day, and I seen it today, I seen someone post this on my Instagram stories this morning, and it was a person that shouldn't be using the word, at least I think. Yeah. I hate BIPOC, right? I fucking hate that acronym. I think it's just so whack. So just say people of the global majority.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like you know, if we're talking about that again,
I mean, you know, it's an acronym. You know what I'm saying?
It's a whack.
Yeah, yeah.
People can never act right. That's why.
Yeah. You were gonna say something, Miracle.
I am just happy that these new revisions have taken over the racist white man falling in love with the black woman movie that were like taking over for 2020.
Oh my God. All
of those. So I'm like, you know what?
Lord.
Give me all of the remakes.
True.
Me all of these.
True. Those are the worst.
Bodyguard? Would Bodyguard be
no,
one of those?
No, it was okay. Like, for instance, the movie with Ludacris. He is based on a true story, but he's a black man and he adopts this like white supremacist racist son. And then because he shows love to the son is no longer racist.
God, yeah.
And stuff like that. I was like, I don't want to watch all of these movies. But what I've had found like very funny is that people get mad that these movies are being made, but then you also get mad that there's thing like a BET.
Yes.
And it
yes.
was like, what do you want to see? Do you want us to have our own stuff?
Yeah.
Or do you want us to share what's already there?
Absolutely.
Like fairy tales are for everyone. Like yeah. every mm-hmm.
absolutely.
Oh, that's a great fairy tales are for everyone.
Yeah,
they are,
that's great
because like every country region has their own fairy tale creation story. True. Myth, and the whole purpose of fairy tales is you can tell the story, especially if they're of an oral tradition. You tell the story, you change it, you change the place. There used to be, I think it was like on HBO, they used to like take fairy tales and make them black. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
The dark skinned man. He would take all the fairy tales and they would be black characters.
Oh, that's absolutely. Dope.
And people have done this. You travel, the same Cinderella is going to be Chinese. It's going to be Indonesian. Mm. It's going to be Ghanaian. Like when you travel, fairy tales always change.
100%.
Yeah,
but sure. I don't understand why people are so upset about this one, number one. Number two, they haven't even seen the movie. She could only be in the movie for like 4 or 5 minutes. Hey, it could be like the Princess and the Frog?
True.
We don't even know how long she's even going to be in the movie for.
Just imagine this question, though, Miracle. Like, what radicalized you? The Little Mermaid.
That's your villain origin story right there.
A black elf, my nigga. I couldn't take it anymore. That was the last straw.
Ruined Christmas for me. I mean,
what?
Next thing I know, I hated the Keebler elf. I hated Christmas. Hated Elf on a Shelf.
What in the world?
Elf on a Shelf.
I hated horrible. The Cleveland Browns elf.
Yes. Oh, yes. I mean, this Lord have mercy.
Elf on the Shelf is propaganda and you shouldn't do it.
Oh, Elf on the Shelf is propaganda? Yeah. Is the elf like watch? He's like surveilling? Yeah.
He's surveilling.
Oh,
I didn't.
Oh, damn.
Surveilling you. And then you get to be put on the good, the naughty or the nice list.
Right.
Yo, that's facts.
Hey,
though.
So so this is what we should do, right? Okay.
I'm not
to make white people even more angry, right?
Please no.
Like all of us this Halloween.
Uh oh.
We rocking Ariel or we rocking some elf ears, my nigga. Like, we're going, we gotta go. We gotta go all out. You know what I mean? We gotta go. We gotta do a Halloween show. you just gotta, put red locks, Miracle. You gonna be all
already halfway there.
Yeah. We gonna throw some, some elf ears on, whatever else, a Santa Claus.
Does anybody remember the movie Soul Man?
Unfortunately, I do remember that movie. Right, and he was in blackface.
He was, and that's how he got into university. Yeah, he was in blackface. Yeah.
I mean, there's a history, and that's what I'm saying. It's
he fell in love with a black woman.
Yeah.
And it's like, for how long?
Remember Bulworth?
And then in Soul Man, like he realized what race really was.
Yeah.
I mean, but Hollywood has such a history of stereotyping.
Who's the Chris Rock?
Disrespecting CB4.
No. What he runs for?
He takes over the white man's body.
Chris Rock,
Eddie Murphy, Trading Places.
No, it was a different one.
No, that he didn't take over his body.
He raps the DMX song and he says the N-word and he gets knocked out.
What is that? That's
Oh no, I missed that one.
I gotta find it. Hold on.
I know that. Yeah.
But I mean, let's talk about like Hollywood's history of like dehumanizing, stereotyping, disrespecting black people. You could even talk about Disney's history of outright racism. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I didn't.
To earth.
I did not remember that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there's so much history of like Hollywood, and it's like, so now when we want to just, we get to see ourselves. Yeah, it's wild. Hey, y'all is wild.
I'm about to play some of this video. I want everybody to kind of focus on the, here we go.
What video?
Imagine if they cast Angelina Jolie as Afro-Latino woman, Marion Pearl. Mm. Or if they cast white actor Jack Palance as Cuban Fidel Castro.
Mm.
Or if they got the white actor Ben Affleck to play the Mexican-American man Antonio J. Mendez.
Right, right, right.
Or if they got the white actress Elizabeth Taylor to play the Egyptian Cleopatra.
Exactly.
Or a white actor like Jim Sturgess playing Asian-American Jeffrey Ma.
Yes. So she goes on for 3 minutes.
Or if they got white actor Sean Connery to play Moroccan Malai Ahmed Erasuni.
Yes, yes, yes.
Or if they put little white Shirley Temple in blackface as a slave child.
Right, right. Because that was the thing. Like, what if we had a white person play Malcolm X?
Oh man,
what was that?
Yeah.
Was that?
Well, it was Instagram, so it was like clicked out the video.
What if we have a white person play Rosa Parks? And it's like there have been again another Hollywood history of
white people playing historically black actors,
or historically Asian, or historically Latinx folks, and white people playing those roles. You know, I mean, look at Scarface. And look at Carlito's Way.
Yeah.
Here was Al Pacino playing a Cuban in one and playing a Puerto Rican in another. You know what I'm saying?
Speaking
and
of that which, was accepted. Prayers up for Puerto Rico.
Right. Oh, 100%. Well, I mean, that's another way white supremacy shows up, right? That, like, here's Puerto Rico, again, and we talked about how, you know, environmental racism and climate change is predominantly affecting, like, black and brown countries. But here's Puerto Rico, like literally the entire country is without power.
1.4 million homes. Right? Yeah.
And this is Puerto Rican. Puerto Rico is a part of the United States, right?
It's
a United States territory, but yet... The news is wall-to-wall coverage of the Queen's funeral.
Yeah.
Right? Meanwhile, people are suffering, people are dying, people are struggling, people need help that are quote-unquote Americans, but the American news is wall-to-wall coverage of, you know, Queen Elizabeth's funeral and not about, you know, how do we help our people that are suffering right now in Puerto Rico.
I mean, same thing in Mississippi.
100%.
Same thing in Mississippi, and unfortunately, the same thing in Pakistan.
Absolutely. 100%. 100%.
I mean, because these are browner people.
Right, right.
Having brown water.
Yes.
It doesn't matter.
And then it's like, if we express our outrage or anger at, like, real death, like, you know, Dr. Anya did, you know, when she put that tweet out where she's responding to a genocide that over 3 million people were killed in, it's like, we're wrong.
Right.
But you can go do your hashtag, not my Ariel. You know what I mean? You can literally have outrage over something that doesn't affect your daily life at all.
You know what, white supremacy? Because you gave these people brown water, we have a brown Ariel.
Ooh, how about that? How about that, my nigga? How about that?
I'm sorry, when you said Puerto Rico and Puerto Rican, I just think of T.S. Madison in that wig when she found out that J-Lo was not. That Selena was not Puerto Rican, and it was just like replaying.
Who's T.S. Madison?
Yeah, I have no idea what you're talking
about.
I'll
share it to you later.
Okay, we'll have to share that. Yeah, yeah.
Because I was like, no. But I do think that environmental racism is something that we do not talk about enough as a collective, just 100%. Because it just seems like too much. There's so many things that you have to fight. But to think about, because people did put lead. You know, in these pipes 20, 30 years ago, and black and brown communities, because they said that black neighborhoods shouldn't have the best of the best.
Right.
Now our communities are poisoned and plagued with violence.
Absolutely.
Because people don't see Puerto Rico as an independent and treat Puerto Rico as an independent area.
Right.
Same thing, the deforestation, the devastation, the stealing of land, and now this grid that we force people to take on.
Yep.
We're Americans.
Yep.
Companies, and they fail, but because they're in this island away from us,
right,
they can do that. And it's, I think, one of the reasons why our planet is going to be dying pretty fast, and people don't realize it because they just think, oh, this is only happening in black and brown communities. When once that Andreas Faults hit, we're all screwed.
Right. You know, and it's saying right now, a million in this Hurricane Fiona, it says a million people right now in Puerto Rico and in the Dominican Republic are without water. And it just caused me to think, like, remember when Trump went over there and was like throwing paper towels to people and all that? I mean, but again, and it's not even a big, you know, and that's kind of the thing, even around, like, what is the president's responsibility, right?
Yeah.
As we give more and more billions to the Ukraine, right? Like, what are our what is the president's responsibility towards what's going on in Jackson? What is the president's responsibility towards what's happening in Puerto Rico? Is he going down there? Like, are there resources being put to Puerto Rico like we're seeing put all over the world. And again, a lot of times, this is how white supremacy shows up. He's at the Queen's funeral. You know what I'm saying? Meanwhile, like, people who are Americans are suffering right now and need that guidance, need that direction, need those resources. You know what I'm saying? And so, And then, I mean, if he's not careful, if Joe Biden is not careful, there are politicians.
He's not gonna get
reelected? There are politicians coming up now, and they're utilizing the internet.
Man, and they got
they're utilizing the culture of hip hop.
And they got something for that ass, Joe. You and Kamala about to have to drop a response to somebody, man.
Please no.
Because these niggas is coming for your neck, like for your neck. And if you didn't know who we talking about, there's this Ruth Bader grandma, right?
revolutionary, but grandma,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, this real bad granny. This real bad granny. Who's dropping bars, man?
But, you know,
rap beyond geriatrics?
But
I don't know.
Before you play that, there is also, you know, because we didn't even get into, like, the idea of like right now you have like
using rap for white supremacy.
No, not even that. I mean, to worse, right? Right now you have like Republican governors and senators like
dressing up in Confederate uniforms.
I mean, we're doing that, but like finding immigrant people, right? And like tricking them onto buses, right, or planes with, like, they said they were giving immigrants cards, like, we're going to give you cash and jobs, and then flying them or busing them to
Martha's Vineyard,
you know, house. Right, our vice president, you know, let's respect our sister, Vice President Kamala Harris, her house, right? You know,
sending them to her house?
They sent them to her house, bro. Really? They sent immigrants to her home, and it was this thing of like...
The way that sentence was structured, it sounded like termites.
Right, but no, like it's that, like... But I mean, but this is the dehumanization, right?
Right. Yeah, They're not people
to you. They're like a political ploy, right? Yeah. And they're like, we don't want them, and we're going to prove to you that the Democrats, they don't want these people in the country either, as if they're not actually human beings, right? Yeah. In need of love, in need of food, in need of substance, as if this isn't the country that give us your tired, your poor, that all bullshit. Give us your tired, your poor, as long as they ain't black, right? As long as they speak a language, if they speak a language other than English, right?
That's where I was about to go with that. Like, as an ESL kid, you don't know what that feels like. And that's where you're centering that whiteness. It's like, 100%. You've always been accepted.
Right.
You only know this is to be your shit.
And then it's like, but you're the party of Jesus, right? You're the party of Jesus, but you have no love for, like, poor people coming here just wanting a better way of life. You know what I'm saying? Unless they're the, like, 500,000 immigrants from Canada or any of these white countries. Like, they're cool. You can stay. We have no problem with you. But these immigrants that you're busing all over the place, but you're with Jesus, right? You believe in God, you know, but only if you look white, right? Mm-hmm. That God is white, that Jesus is white. And then when we talking about Ariel,
you gotta draw the line right there.
We talking about Ariel. I mean, I'm just saying, the Bible describes Jesus, and it does not describe Jesus as a white person, right?
No, it does not.
White people don't have hair of lamb's wool. That's Ariel's hair.
Yeah, man.
That's them red locks, my nigga.
Copper, you know what I mean?
Right. Feet of burnt brass, right? That's like, I mean, if you're hiding out in Egypt, an African country, you're not white. You know what I'm saying? And so, like, but... When we said, "Hey, Jesus ain't white," what'd you say? Oh, why I gotta always be about race?
And this is something for the antagonists, and also for the viewers. If you're interested on why Middle Eastern people are declared white, is because in 1911 there was a man who said, "I am not white, but I'm from the land of Jesus, and if Jesus is white, then I have to be white."
Ooh.
And that's how he became the first person as an Arab, because Arabs were actually called Mongoloids.
Right.
They were actually, you know, Asiatic. So it was like, so he was like, if you're going to call me white, if you're going to call me Arab, I'm from the same place Jesus is from. So Jesus got to be considered Arab. White people wanted Jesus to be white so bad, they changed Middle Eastern on the census to include white people. That's a fact. That's the only reason Arabs are considered white today on the census
is
because white people back then and today could not admit that Jesus wasn't white.
Yes. So, I mean, you know, I don't know. Did y'all have any comments on immigrant? Because now Miracle, and I'm coming to you with your, I'm coming to Miracle Jones Esquire. Supposedly they're investigating the governor of Texas, I believe, because, right, the governor of Florida, because you admitted to, like, you know, really human trafficking, right? Grabbing somebody up, like lying to them to get on a bus and then sending them somewhere they did not know where they were going. So some sheriffs are, so is it, this is not legal, correct?
No. What they have been accused of doing is not only lying to people, but also falsifying documentation. Which, of course, you know, when you lie to the government, that's a crime.
Yes.
But these are, unfortunately, government officials who are doing this.
Right.
And so what really is the huge problem is that they are sending people to, quote unquote, Democrat cities that have an agreement not to report people to ICE, and they're dropping them off. The problem isn't that they're just dropping them off. Is that when you accept people into the country, they have to report. Like, think about, like, your probation officer or your parole officer. You have to report to them within 24 to 48 hours. If you drop somebody off in D.C. and they have to report in California or in Texas or in Maine, that means you make them automatically eligible for deportation,
right?
Number one. Number two, when you're seeking asylum, because, I don't know, the American country has assassinated your leaders, stole your resources,
destabilized your country,
poisoned your drinking water, and so you're fighting for asylum. You have to be in the United States or its territories to apply for asylum. That is our rules,
right?
We require you to come here to apply for asylum and support, and so asylum seekers are following the law when they come here. And we're literally just dropping them wherever.
Right.
And the biggest issue is they have hired, it's very problematic, they have hired Hispanic-presenting people who speak the language to go out and lie to these folks and say, hey, we're moving you from Texas, we're putting you on these planes because we have a house for you, a job for you, a school for you. And so these people are coming. Not knowing where they're going, not having information. Some people are injured. Some people have medical issues. And they're literally just being trafficked from state to state.
Yeah.
Going to Texas.
Like cattle.
Yeah.
From Texas to Florida, being put on these planes in Florida and moved about the country. You cannot do that. You have to have informed consent. But because there are people who do not want to follow the laws within the government, everyone's complicit, and that's how vile and violent is.
That's a vile group of people, not us.
True. 100%. And they're paying, this one guy's getting almost $1 million to do these flights.
Wow.
Right? So it really is human trafficking, and it's like violent and insidious, because at the end of the day,
it's back. Yes.
At the end of the day, if you really cared about immigration, you would tell your funders and the people who are writing you these millions of dollars in checks to stop poisoning the drinking water, to stop arming people, to stop assassinating priests and presidents. You know, think about,
to stop moving to places like Tulum and Mexico City and gentrifying these places now to where folks have to leave because of that.
You know, but that's just, you know, a feat too hard for some folks.
Right.
It's just, the people should not be political games and political pawns.
100%. It says, and this article says, some of the Venezuelan migrants flown to Martha's Vineyards were giving, Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida, were giving misleading brochures promising up to 8 months of cash assistance, employment services, and housing assistance.
I'm thinking about the person. Everything you said is whack. That's crazy, insidious, it's evil. Mm-hmm. But the person who's actually creating the literature.
Yeah.
Like, deliberately misleading. Like, that's even, to me, they're even worse.
Right. You're because right.
Like, yeah. They're the ones care. That are seeing.
Yeah, they don't.
To,
they yeah. don't care. They don't. You're not.
I mean, I know that.
You're not a human
like,
being.
It's just like it's so yeah. wild to me.
Yeah,
that, you know what I mean.
Like, you're not a human being to them. You're some. You're like somebody that is like, I don't want you in my place. I don't want you yeah. in my area. I don't. I don't value you as a person. I don't have no, you know, Christian, you know, willingness to help and support you. So just ship them somewhere else, and whatever it takes to get them away from me, even if it means criminality, even if it means lying to these people, apparently Jesus is okay with that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we have prisons. But what, I forgot the person on Twitter. That's why we have prisons. Yeah. And Jordan Davis says, yeah. so we can disappear people, not
true.
Problems.
True.
But somebody, I forgot who they were, it was a researcher was talking about this also used to happen in the 50s and 60s where they would shuttle black people up north.
Oh wow!
Even after slavery, would shuttle black people like, oh, you care about equality so much. Here goes like a black family,
right?
You know, you
yeah.
think that like black people should have rights. Here goes a black person, and so wow. this idea of this legacy of white supremacy. As much as people try to say that this is such in the past, these tactics are still here and they're still yeah. ever present. But I think the way people responded has been amazing.
Yeah, 100%.
Love that people have been showing up for these immigrants and housing them and helping them. I hope this shows people that this is how right. communities keep each other safe.
100%.
And how we have to show up for each other every single day, all the time, because if we can give people food and shelter and clothing and mental health treatment within 24 to 48 hours, we can do that for our neighbors every single day.
Yeah. And somebody said, you know, it was a lawyer said Ron DeSantis has publicly taken credit for this conduct, so the criminal liability may extend to the very highest level, certainly. And this is, again, this is Ron DeSantis who these, you know,
people want to run for president.
Yeah, these yeah. right. These individuals like Joe Rogan and Jeffrey Yass are trying to make it seem like he's a more compassionate alternative to a Donald Trump. You know what I'm saying? Oh, he's not like Donald Trump. You know, he's Donald worse. Trump is white supremacist and racist. Ron DeSantis, he's smart. He's intelligent. He has all these. But this
as
is
if
what
white
your,
supremacists can't
is,
be intelligent.
Yeah, right. Is this yeah. your king? This is your king, right? Yeah. This is your guy that
it just
you want to be
them,
president.
It makes their version of white supremacy more palatable to them. You know, right. when it comes down
to it. And
they'll
because never.
Like, well, I'm not racist because I want these black or these brown and black people moved. Whereas Trump would just, you know,
yeah.
say X, Y, and Z about them.
Call them all rapists like
yeah,
he did
yeah,
before.
Yeah, like, you know.
So let's go back to, I guess we can close, our Karen of the week.
Our Karen of the week.
Decided
don't
to
we
get
hate
on
her.
On whatever social media app that she was. Well, she went viral.
Listen, she got on Al Gore's internet.
She went viral.
She got on Al Gore's internet, and she came for everybody. And she
said,
bars.
She said, Saeed has an album out? Man. Oh, I got something
yo,
for you.
Dana texted me. She was like, yo, why did she drop on the same day your shit dropped?
She said, no, real bad granny. Like, I'm the real RBG. Hey.
Man, yo, hold on. And so if no one's heard this, right, what's her name?
No one. It doesn't matter.
She's a Utah politician, right? Yeah.
Of course, it will come out of Utah, of all places.
Yes. Okay, hold on. Let me look. Utah politician rapping. Linda Paulson, a Republican running for Utah State Senate.
What was all that ruckus?
That was my phone that fell out of my pocket.
Damn. Ooh. I hope that wasn't the 14.
It was not. I have not been able to get the 14 yet.
I did.
You know what?
Yeah, we didn't even need that, brother.
I got the 14
brother,
Pro Max.
Why are you on here with your hunky clothes promoting these? Promoting these hunky products.
We have to go to the principal's office tomorrow.
Wow.
All right, let's hear Linda Paulson. Her rap campaign video. Who produced this?
Hey, Utah District 12, listen up right here. There's a new name on the ballot for the Senate this year. My name is Linda Paulson, Republican, and awesome. I love God and family and the Constitution.
This nigga got it memorized. To
run. Nobody could do it, so I'm getting it done. I'm pro-religious freedom, pro-life, pro-police, the right to bear arms, and the right to free speech. I want less government. Control and regulation want to stop and expose all political corruption. Where is integrity, morality, accountability? Government programs should lead to
troubles out
and support traditional family as the fundamental unit of society.
But
in schools, they are pushing for new beliefs. And just to clarify, as a female adult, I know what a woman is.
See, violence. These women are violent.
Like, who wrote that? I want to know. What if she wrote that?
She did not write that.
What if she wrote that?
She did not write that.
That's the freestyle Friday right there.
She might have made that beat, though, because that beat was horrific.
Boom, 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 boom.
Oh, man. Yeah, so obviously
I hate Earth, man.
Yeah, I mean,
fucking hate Earth. Fuck these niggas. I'm going to space. Nigga.
But again, it's like, here you are.
Are there black people in space?
There are black people.
We're about to start. That's going to be the new science fiction novel that enrages white people.
space niggas.
But again, it's like you want to use, this goes back to it, like you want to use black culture, right? You want to use hip hop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And black culture. So you're comfortable using our culture. But then you want to do all of this, like you said, like violence, and you're pro-police and all of this stuff. You know what I'm saying? You want to be white supremacist while using black culture.
I mean, I don't know. I don't think any of y'all have dropped a get out the vote rap. So
that is true. And this is where this is. Isn't this
said
a day?
About that one
isn't
time,
today like registration?
National Voter Registration Day.
National Voter Registration Day. Yeah.
I feel like y'all could do a quick eight.
Quick, get out
the
vote.
We were told vote or die, come out the crib, and we all scared until Baltimore, Freddie Gray versus Paul Bear.
Ooh.
I said that.
Ooh, did you?
I said a freestyle. Yes. But you have failed.
Yes.
I don't remember you saying freestyle.
You didn't indicate.
You did fall. You did fail.
It was implied.
Was the implication there? Because you were just saying,
I was saying get out the vote. Was that a get out the vote rap?
Get out the vote. That was not a get out the vote rap.
Was that inspiration to get out the vote?
Well,
Miracle, I think maybe
I don't care if you Miracle, before, Miracle, I said do a rap.
Miracle, maybe you're not really understanding his rap because of your
my
view.
Warped sense of hip hop, and I don't understand that hip hop is a competitive contact sport.
Oh man,
that's called a callback.
That was such a good.
Oh man!
Is there anything else you want to say as we wrap up?
Woo!
As
we wrap up. What? As we wrap up. What?
Austin, he found this movie from 1992 called "Gay Niggers from Outer Space."
No. Hey, we might have bring
92.
Wow. Hey, that sounds
my question was answered. Yes, there are black people in space.
That sounds like a pioneer. That sounds like a pioneer.
I'm about to say, damn, gay niggas in space.
Hey, yo, that's hard.
We gotta redo a remake.
Hey, that is hard. Shout out to them. Do we have a White Pages this week? I know we have a bunch of books that we got. You want to go grab one?
Yeah,
you can
look up the lyrics to "Revolutionary but Gorgeous"
on
iTunes.
Come on,
that's
now.
White Pages. Right,
just grab
it's
some
a rhyme
books.
Book.
Just grab some books, brother. Yeah. What?
Didn't they say reading is like eating Brussels
sprouts? Oh, hey, yes. Everybody but Kanye. Kanye. <Man. laughs> Kanye, the person who said,
Hey, you know it's RBG? Reading books is great.
Hey.
Reading books is great. Like come on.
Yeah. Kanye apparently said he's never read a book. He hates reading books. They're like eating vegetables. and talking. He said talking is like eating the best. And yeah.
I can see that.
Always the person with the loudest mouth that has like the least amount of intelligent words.
But Kanye didn't say George Bush doesn't care about black people.
I mean, he said that. You know what I'm saying? But like to say.
I promise, I'm so self-conscious. Hey, that's why you always see me with at least one of my watches. Rollies and Porsches and drove us crazy.
Question.
I can't even pronounce nothing. Pass that Versace.
And I don't believe Kanye wrote that either. But anyway.
How do you know how to read his raps?
So look. He has a school. This is the wild part. He has a school called so I'm supposed to send my child to Donda's Academy and you don't even read books.
It was my man Nelson. He put this on Facebook this morning. He said, Kanye took Dr. Umar's money and started the Donda.
This is Kanye's quote before we get into White Pages. I actually haven't read any book. Reading is like eating Brussels sprouts for me. And talking is like getting the Giorgio Baldi corn ravioli.
They have audiobooks.
Come on.
They do have audiobooks. Come on, Kanye. Come you know what I'm saying? Yes, yes.
I feel like that's plausible deniability because people have said his school may be a front for human trafficking.
Oh, wow.
The school just becomes choir, the choir members.
They said the school is not yet accredited. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
I want the best for Ye, man. Yes. I need him to want the best for himself.
Well, if the best is in a book, bro, he not reading it. He not reading it, nigga.
He is the best for himself. So money, fame, and a bunch of dumb people who's going to send Lord. Money and their children to his school.
Lord have mercy.
But because...
What's on our
revolutionary
pages?
Theme.
Yes, yes.
Was revolutionary Huey P. Newton.
Absolutely.
By Frederica Newton. I'm hoping that is a family member.
Yeah.
And not someone.
That's the introduction. You know? So that's a famous book, Revolutionary Suicide, Huey yeah. P. Newton. You know, may he be rest in power. Mm-hmm. One of the founding members of the Black Panther Party.
Yeah.
That is our White Pages for today. Revolutionary Suicide. And then when you're done reading, go stream Revolutionary But Gorgeous by
Rap Album of the Year, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Sam.
If you want to know why this book is so important, in about a week and a half, Pennsylvania will have universal free lunch for all of its students.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Very cool.
Oh, wow. I did not know that.
Yeah.
October 1st.
Wow.
And one of the
get the horns, the air horns.
Yeah, I'm about
that,
to
man.
Say, that's amazing, man. Yeah. Yo, lodge up to all the free lunch kids like myself. Yeah. Yo, Treble, were you a free lunch kid?
Yes.
Austin? Miracle?
I'm not talking about my upbringing. So you can throw into my
head.
You don't understand good restaurants because you ate free lunch. You have a warped view of food tasting.
Exactly. It's a setup. I've learned now.
So you were not a free lunch shop?
I'm going to have this conversation with you because you will not.
Did you get the PB&Js at the crust cut off?
Leave me alone. Oh, and so starting October 1st, it'll be universal.
She had animal crackers.
Just because you. Never mind.
I love
Lord
animal
is working
crackers.
On me.
Yes,
but every student in Pennsylvania, regardless of income,
race, religion, color, or creed,
will have free breakfast, and reduced lunch. So,
very cool.
And we free breakfast, not free lunch.
Yeah.
Free
breakfast. Oh, free breakfast. Okay.
Free breakfast.
Okay.
Universal free breakfast. So that was something that the Black Panthers created.
Absolutely.
Free breakfast and lunch programs that they fought for, and so just read the book. Learn
absolutely.
How to organize and, you know, let's get free, y'all.
Absolutely. Let's get free. And then we have a incredible weekend of activities coming up. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
you want to talk about Friday's event, Treble?
Future is Black.
Does that mean there's Black people in space?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
black
the future.
In space. And, yep. Right. And the future. Like we said before, there's going to be art. There's going to be performances. There's going to be free food, interactive art pieces that you can come and interact with.
Yes.
Come through, kick it with us. It's free. So you can just walk in. And enjoy the show. You know
absolutely.
What I'm saying?
We got Caribbean Vat. Hey.
Yes.
That pepper steak was on fire, man.
Bruv.
Hey.
I dummied that one.
Caribbean
when I got home.
Vibes, you know. Yo, shout, and then also,
the
shout out to.
Beef patties are mine for this weekend.
Beef patties, yeah.
Do
no,
not grab them. They are mine.
Yeah, I'm going to have to come get my
they
food
are
first
mine.
Early. And then, yeah, shout out to Alicia Wormsley. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? There are Black people in the future. Yeah. And then Saturday, people. Politics and Power. Featuring Damn. David Banner, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Banner, man.
Featuring our brother David Banner. That's going to be at the Kingsley Center from 12 to 4 p.m. It's in the afternoon. There's going to be a 3-on-3 basketball tournament. There's going to be giveaways. There's going to be free food. We're going to have the food trucks pull up. There's going to be the ability to get information about Pennsylvania's marijuana pardon project. So if you have a marijuana conviction, there are going to be lawyers there that can help you get some of that stuff off of your case. And there's Ask a Black Lawyer Thursday, too, right?
Mm-hmm. This Thursday, we have Ask a Black Lawyer talking about what is a pardon, what is an expungement. We'll have Yami, who works at the local public defender's office. And we'll have my friend Hassan, who actually, you know, was incarcerated, sentenced to life. and did his own appeal by himself, sued and won his own freedom, got his own case overturned. So they'll be joining us on Thursday at 7 for Ask a Black Lawyer.
Right. And then just in thinking about, you know, the guy, the brother who was part of the Serial podcast, the brother in Baltimore, Anan, is that his name?
Oh, that's what I'll say. Is that
right. Was just recently released, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's a lot going on, a lot happening, and that's why you should ask a black lawyer, watch this show, get information about your legal rights, and then come out to People, Politics, and Power, and you can see these lawyers in person, right? Including Miracle Jones Esquire. She'll be there.
That's in New York, not in Pennsylvania. But it's going to be a great weekend, so please come out and join us.
Absolutely.
Have fun, and make sure you're registered to vote if you're eligible.
Absolutely, absolutely. And is that it?
That's it, man.
All right, final words, final comments?
Never lose sight.
Yes.
Hey. I like the Mississippi Street
joint. I like his new joint.
Yeah, the one
that's swinging.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I remember the first time I heard Like a Pimp.
Yeah.
That beat.
Yeah, that beat was crazy.
That beat is crazy. Shout out to David Banner. So we hoping y'all, you know, joining us. Hoping to see you Friday and Saturday. And yeah, you know, it's one hood. You know how we get down. So with that being said, till next week. This week in White Supremacy. Peace. One hood, y'all.
Out here popping, we them laws, you can't stop us.
Underground with the lows, one hood, now they know, we the only thing popping in the Berg, seven city skirt, on these niggas fuck what they think they heard, spell the curse on the verse with vibrations from the word, we the only thing out here popping, only thing out here popping, only thing, only thing out here popping, only thing out here popping,
only thing, we the